Today's gospel reminds me of a friend who was studying for his doctorate in sacred theology. His capstone course was to integrate everything that he had learned. The course instructor told the class that they would be tested on their entire academic career in one final oral exam at the end of the semester. My friend studied hard, day and night, for months. And when the day of the final exam finally came, he was confident that he would do well. His exam question was something like, "Who is God? And what does he call me to be?" And he thought to himself, "I got this. I can talk for hours about the indwelling of the Trinity and the church dogmas. No problem." Then the instructor added, "You must answer the question in one sentence if you're going to get an A+. Flabbergasted, my friend started to bargain with the instructor. "How about 10 minutes? The instructor said no. "How about 5 minutes? Again, the reply was no. And this bargaining went on, and finally they agreed on 3 minutes. And my friend proceeded to give a brilliant answer. At least he thought so in his own mind. However, the instructor told him he would only get an A-. Why? Because he failed to answer the question in one sentence. And so, he leaves the exam room and he's walking home back to his dorm room, and he runs into one of his classmates and he says, "Can you believe that question? Who is God? And what does he call me to be?" His classmate kind of looks at him and says, "Well, doesn't everybody know the answer? God is love. And he calls us to be love for each other." This story brings us to the gospel today, where Jesus was tested by a brilliant scholar, a professional theologian on a topic that was hotly debated by the Jewish rabbis regarding the 613 laws attributed to Moses. Some of the more moderate rabbis thought, well, maybe you should make a distinction between, the major laws and the less major laws. Others, like the Pharisees, felt that each law was equally important, and each had to be fulfilled perfectly in order to earn salvation. Well, I don't know about you, but there's no way I can remember 613 laws, never mind be able to fulfill them perfectly. However, in the gospel, Jesus cuts through all the laws, all the debates, all the theology, and all the excess burdens that bound the ordinary person of his day. And yes, you and me, some 2,000 years later, by simply reminding us to love God and to love neighbor. It's like a door that's on two hinges. If one of the hinges becomes kind of crooked or off track, what happens? That door opens and closes, right? Kind of crookedly. One is out of alignment, it won't swing open properly. Well, just think about it. If our love of God or love of neighbor is out of balance, our whole life will be out of balance. Tomorrow at our 9 and 10 a.m. masses, we're going to have the second grade CCD students who are preparing for their first Holy Communion, and their first reconciliation. I plan to tell them a little secret. If they ever get a tough CCD question, I'm going to tell them they should just answer love. The rest is all in the detail. Now, I know some of their teachers will probably not be too happy with me, but I think the answer is true. God is love. And we are called to love him and to be love for our brothers and sisters. Tomorrow I'll also remind our young friends preparing for the sacraments that the God who is love is found in the sacrament of reconciliation through his forgiveness of our sins. The God of love is found in Holy Communion and in the gift of the Eucharist, because when we are nourished with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we become more like Jesus, love for others. And I'll remind them that the God who is love sends us teachers, friends, and family to help us during those difficult times in our lives. And yes, on this Priesthood Sunday, the God of love sends us priests like Father Stephen, Father Vincent, and Father Carlos, men of faith and love who guide us on our own spiritual journey of love. Aren't we so fortunate to have them here at St. Elizabeth's? But most importantly, the God who is love created us in love, in his own image and likeness, so that we can be love for others. St. Teresa of Calcutta, in her book, No Greater Love, writes, "We have been created for greater things, not just to be a number in the world, not just to go for diplomas or degrees, that work or this work. We have been created in order to love and to be loved." Such simple words, and yet such great wisdom from a saint who put love into action through her service to others. Love. Love is a verb. To be love requires action on our part. As Pope Francis tells us, love does not sit in an armchair, watching and waiting, but gets up and goes. Having been nourished by the gift of the Eucharist, we are empowered to get up and to go forth into our homes, our communities, our workplaces, to proclaim God is love, and to be the face of love for our brothers and sisters, through the witness of our life, by feeding the hungry, protecting the vulnerable, visiting the sick, and comforting those who mourn. You know, in the end, it's not the brilliance of our knowledge of theology or our understanding of church dogma that counts. Rather, I can just imagine God asking us gently on that last final exam of our life, "How well did you love?" What will be our answer?